Now that I have reached the magic age of 80, I'm beginning to reminisce a bit, as you might suspect, about another time. And it's occurred to me that growing up was easy and carefree, as I want to recall, but growing old was not as gentle as it ought to have been. It was hard to leave behind the days of youth and springtime. But time cannot be stopped, and we cannot stay where we are. Aging is an ineluctable process for all of us. It isn't what we face, but what we lose that makes it sad. We lose the eyes of childhood, the eyes that see the world so big and green, that see the magic in the rain, and the eyes that see imaginary and mysterious shadows lurking behind every tree in the woods. Do you recall the first day of spring when you went barefooted, the way the cool grass felt beneath your toes, and later, wading in the creek, the way the soft sand felt beneath your cautious feet? Now, do you remember walking barefoot down a dusty road late in the afternoon and the feel of warm dust, and the way the rain smelled when it first started falling, and how clear and fresh the air felt afterwards? And in your wanderings over unfamiliar fields in early July, you would stumble upon a clump of bushes of wild blackberries, and you would eat your fill before moving on to another exciting discovery. A number of years ago, I recaptured just a hint of that magic time, albeit short-lived. My middle grandson, who was about 10 at the time, and I were exploring unfamiliar fields, cool creek banks, and imaginary Indian villages. We found a little corner of a field where the blackberries were in delicious abundance. I felt 10 years old all over again. That's what we lose, the sense of wonder, the delight in little things. But they weren't little then, were they? Only after we grow older do they shrink and fade, and we forget them. We change, but the world is still the same. Those mysterious shadows are still in the woods, and the creek is still as wet as it was when we were 10 years old. No one can turn back time, but we can still recover, if we want to, part of what is lost. Look at the world again, the way you used to, long ago. See it with the eyes you used to have. Or watch your grandson, or great-grandson, and let him lead you back into a few moments of your childhood. Those moments are still there, just beyond the edge of reality.